This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball
the
pits.
Board in the car.
Let's ask
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish!
Oh, man!
Mamma mia! Now the Mona Lisa has the blues!
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies! It's the Beanies here for another show and tell. And today we have Pippi. Hi, Pippi.
Hi, Pippi.
Hi, Pippi.
Hi, my name is Pippi and I'm 7 years old. I've been listening to your podcast for 5 years.
5 years?
5 years. That's so long.
Is that as long as we've been making the podcast?
It is as long as we've been making the podcast. And you know, I think it's as old as some mini beanies are.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
Wow, thank you so much, Pippi, for listening for so long.
Yeah, thank you for listening for so long. You have seen quite a journey in, in podcast quality.
Yes. Don't go back and listen to the first ones.
Yeah. Stick to the new ones.
And thank you to Pippi's big people for playing us for 5 years.
That's hundreds of hours of Beanie's podcast. So thank you and sorry, big people.
Well done.
Should she get some sort of prize?
Yes.
Yeah.
My favourite podcasts are 1, Michael's Song, and 2, Being Kind. Because 1, I like the song. 2, I like new ones.
Well, that's good that you like new ones. Also, they're great songs too. Being Kind is a very... I really like that song.
Do you?
Yeah. Being Kind.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you really like Michael's song.
Well, of course I like my... The thing I like about Michael's song...
is that it's Michael's song.
Is that it's Michael's song. And it's Michael's song.
You know, Mini Beanies, we wrote that song while Mim was over in Italy.
Yeah.
And it was the only song that we've ever written without Mim there. Mm-hmm. And Michael and I tried to write the silliest song we could so that we could make Mim laugh when she got back. Did it work?
I loved it. Yeah, I listened to it when I was in Paris, I think, and I was very impressed.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
It was like a little present. We're like, let's make Mim giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the new ones too. What is one of your favourite newer podcasts we've done?
Actually, Being Kind was really fun.
Oh, but Being Kind was the one about digging the hole on the beach, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was funny.
And I really liked having the music wizard come in for Michael's song recording. That was really fun to have him there.
Me too. You know, Mini Beanies, if you liked hearing the music wizard's voice on the podcast, he's in our live show that we're touring around at the moment.
He is.
You get to meet the music wizard and us, but you get to meet the music wizard at the show, and he wears a wizard costume and he plays all the music, and it's very
fun. He plays all the music and all the sound effects, so if you come, you get to experience his wizardry.
My question is, what is your favourite plant? I like grandma's roses, but they hurt my hands.
Oh, grandma's roses is very cute, but also you got to be careful with those thorns.
My grandma had a big kind of rainforesty bush at the back of their house, and we used to run around it and like build cubbies and leave treasure hunts for each other. So we didn't really have a garden. We had like a big bushland thing. It was really cool.
Fun. Mm. That's really fun. My grandma used to grow roses, and she's always had a really pretty garden.
Yeah.
And now they live in Tasmania on a property called Trees, and it's just a big garden.
Wait,
the whole thing.
It's called Trees?
Trees is what the property is called.
And do they have trees?
There's so many trees. Yeah. Wow. And they've got ducks and they've got...
Well, why isn't it called Ducks
and Trees? I know. It should be called Ducks and Trees.
Ducks and Trees.
Trees featuring ducks.
We do two things well on this farm.
Trees and ducks. Okay, Michael, what's your favourite plant?
Favourite plant? Tomatoes.
Because you can eat them with
tomato,
spaghetti.
You can eat them. Uh-huh. I like things you can eat.
Do you have many plants in your house? Because you've just moved house.
We've got lots of pot plants and things like that. There's little cactuses. Ooh. And
my dog licked a cactus the other day.
Rosie.
It was really funny. Can we had it on the coffee table and she went up to it and was like, blah, 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 and then she was like,
That's great. Oh, this plant is angry. You also have a really cool monstera in your house. It's like one with the big, big leaves. I love that plant.
Oh,
in
yeah,
your house.
I didn't know what it was called. Yeah. But we do have that one.
Mm.
You love plants.
Yeah, there's heaps of. When I moved house, I had a whole Mimbini helped me move house, and I had a whole trolley worth of plants.
She had way too many plants.
Far
for
too many plants.
Mm-hmm. They're heavy too.
But my favorite one is I also like my monstera, and I also like devil's ivy, which is the ones that have. Lots of long, stringy...
They, like, hang down.
They hang down off things and they grow really fast so you can snip little bits off and then put them in water and make new plants, which
and
I think is, like...
And give them to your friends.
And then give them to your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is, like, magic because then you just get more free plants from the plants.
Yeah, wow.
Mm. Thanks, plant.
Thanks, plant.
Thanks, plant.
Bye. I absolutely adore you.
Thank you so much, Pippi. We adore you as well. We can't believe you've been listening for so long. Thank you.
Oh, Pippi, that makes our hearts so happy. We adore you right back.
Oh, I think we're all going to cry, Pippi. That was so nice.
Aww.
Laura's crying.
Well, we hope we get to meet you in person at a live show really soon.
Yes, I wonder where Pippi lives. I hope she can come. If you don't know if there's a live show on near you, you could go to the Beanie's website and click on the little bit that says live shows, and all of them are listed on there. So try and find one that's near you and come along so we can meet you.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place. We've already been to Coffs Harbour and Byron Bay and Grafton and Griffith, and soon we're going to Canberra.
And today we're going to Noosa.
We're going to Noosa today, straight after this. We're going all over the place. And we're also about to release some shows in Victoria and have released some shows in Wollongong. So there's lots happening. So we're coming somewhere near you really soon.
And we've had lots of people ask us about Adelaide and Queensland, and we're trying.
We're trying really hard, we promise.
Thanks, Pippi. Bye.
Thanks, Pippi. Thanks for coming to Show and Tell.
Thanks, Pippi. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
Time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball.
The
pits.
Board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.